With your land and livestock report, I'm Susan Allen. As much of the West braces for another wildfire season, U.S. Senator John Tester, a farmer and Democrat from Montana, says the hot weather in his state has been especially challenging the last few weeks.
What's been interesting about this drought is last fall we had so much moisture that it was incredible. I mean, some of the places in eastern Montana, they had a hard time getting the crop in because it was so wet and so muddy. And now it's a situation where since probably the end of June, we've had 90-plus, 100-plus degree days, and there's really no end in sight for that. And the eastern, I would say third, maybe half of the state, is in severe drought conditions to the point where what winter wheat's there, they're cutting for hay. The spring wheat just flat isn't doing anything. It's just it's history. And we were able to open up CRP for grazing and hay.
And he fears the Rocky Mountains could become a tinderbox.
If we ever get a storm with a bunch of lightning strikes, and that's not if, that's when, those whole Rocky Mountains with many dead trees are in it, it's going to be burning like crazy. I just don't know how they're going to handle it, the Forest Service and private landowners too.
Parts of the Senator's state have had the driest stretch of weather since 1918, and this drought has impacted more than a third of North Dakota and more than 10% of South Dakota. Western Colorado is now falling under the category of abnormally dry, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. For the Land and Livestock Report, I'm Susan Allen.